Welcome to Tribe Talk, presented by Progressive, making it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Brought to you by Subway, where winners eat.
Everyone, welcome to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The Indians in interleague action against the Pirates to wrap up their long road trip of 10 games, first to Baltimore, then to St. Pete to play Tampa Bay, and now this weekend here in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. My goodness, how the fortunes of this ball club have changed. After a rough weekend in Baltimore, they sweep Tampa Bay four straight, and the outlook a lot brighter heading into the weekend series against the Pirates. Coming up on this week's show, as always, we'll have a farm report with Director of Player Development Carter Hawkins, and we will also take a look a week gone by that featured some spectacular pitching, and we'll hear from Cody Anderson, Danny Salazar, Carlos Carrasco about their outstanding performances this week during the series against Tampa Bay. So a lot to get to this week on Tribe Talk. Stay with us. It gets rolling after this timeout on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend from Pittsburgh's PNC Park. And we take a look at the week gone by, starting with Monday's victory over Tampa Bay. But before we get to that, the Indians headed to St. Petersburg really struggling after a three-game series in Baltimore that was a complete wipeout. Close game last Friday night, but then on Sunday, back-to-back shutouts in a day-night doubleheader. And the Indians hoping that that's a low point of this season, because it certainly did seem like the bottom had fallen out of this ball club. But Terry Francona talked with Tom Hamilton prior to Monday night's game about a team meeting that the team had and some of the key points that were touched upon during that meeting.
The easy thing to do is react and yell and scream. Okay, I don't know if that's productive. You know, so what we do today is we'll meet as a team, because although I'm not a huge, you know, in favor of having team meetings, I do think there are times when things need to be said, and just to make sure that players understand how we're going to go about things. And if we're going to struggle, we're going to struggle together. And normally what happens is twofold. One is that immense loyalty builds and continues to build, and you don't struggle as long because you're doing things now as a team, and it just, it helps. I mean, I've been on some teams when I was a younger manager, bad teams, but nonetheless, I was very proud of the way they went about their business, and because of that, it ended up being a pretty rewarding year.
Well, then the Indians came out and they hammered the Rays 7-1, getting it going early. First inning with Michael Brantley at the plate.
The pitch, a swing and a shot into right. That's a base hit. Kipnis is going to score anyway. Coming up with the ball and juggling it is Souza. He has no throw to the plate, and Kipnis scores from second on an RBI single to right by Michael Brantley. So the Indians finally do get that run anyhow. And guess who? Michael Brantley. Now with a team-high 38 RBIs on the RBI single to right.
Then in the second inning, it was red-hot Jason Kipnis that helped out the cause.
The pitch. Kipnis sends a soft liner to right. It's going to get down for a base hit, and that is going to score Gomes. And Kipnis delivers a two-out RBI single to right center. And the Indians have a 2-0 lead, and Kipnis is back. He had a 20-game hit streak come to an end. And all he's done tonight is double, single, score, run, drive in another. So whatever Terry Francona said during the team meeting, we are seeing immediate dividends. We're also seeing a better approach at the plate. The Indians don't look so long with their swings like it's home run derby.
Meanwhile, Cody Anderson, in just his second major league start, had a beauty going through the sixth inning.
Swung on, popped him up. Third baseman Giovanni Urshela in foul ground makes the catch. Cody Anderson has a perfect game through six innings. Cleveland 2, Tampa Bay nothing.
And Anderson would get some home run help from Yan Gomes.
The pitch. Swung on, hit pretty well to left. DeJesus is at the wall. It is gone! Yan Gomes has hit his third home run. So he's doubled, singled, and now a solo shot to left. Oh, is that a huge insurance run for the Tribe. They now lead the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1.
Yeah, in the end, Anderson would lose his perfect game thanks to Grady Sizemore in the seventh inning, but Anderson finished strong in the eighth.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Anderson gets his second strikeout. What a job by the kid. Eight dominant innings by Cody Anderson. And the Indians have a 3-1 lead. We go to the ninth inning in St. Pete.
And after the game, his catcher, Yan Gomes, came by to talk about the big win for the Indians.
Boy, you and Cody Anderson did a great job tonight. Can you imagine that's only his second major league start the way he threw tonight?
I mean, you said it. You know, he seems to impress everybody both times. I mean, it's every inning you see he's battling really hard out there. He's got, you know, three-plus pitches that he knows how to where to put him right now. And it's really good to see it, and it just shows the kind of system that we have. Guys are coming up here and doing a great job.
And Yanni's a young guy, just second major league start. What's his demeanor been like down there? Because from up here, it looks like he's a pretty cool customer.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a good old country boy, man. You know, he loves to battle, and I mean, it's showing.
Well, he's a good old big country boy. And
oh, yeah, big rig.
Yeah, you know, I know you guys had a team meeting that Tito called. It's none of our business what went on there. But do you think it had any impact on this game tonight?
I mean, sure. I mean, it's not any secret. I think most people or any person that knows about baseball knows what kind of meeting that was. And it things that needed to be said were said. And I think it's almost like a little kick in the butt, man. I mean, we're just a too good of a team to letting to be falling on our own mistakes, and I think it was needed to be said, and you know, right from the get-go it showed we're too good to be playing like how we are.
And at the plate, a big night for yourself, and you were among many who had a good night. And is that the biggest key for this ball club offensively?
You know, I think it's more of just the picking each other up. I know I don't think you can rely on big nights from everybody, you know, like home runs or big base hit or something like that. I think it's just being able to pick each other up, you know, when a guy gets on second, moving a guy over or doing the little things. I think those are that's what's going to bring us back.
Well, great job tonight, Yan. We really appreciate you joining us, and maybe this is a kind of game that can really jumpstart this club again.
Absolutely, man. I mean, the Rays are doing a great job. They're a great ball club, and getting a good win against a good ball club is always good.
Thank you, Yan.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
On Tuesday, more of the same for the Tribe. An early run for the Indians, thanks to Jason Kipnis.
Ramirez kicks and delivers. Kipnis with a high drive, deep right field. Sousa's back on the track, at the wall. He leaps, and it is gone! Jason Kipnis has hit a solo home run to right. His sixth. And the Indians have a 1-0 lead here in the third. Now, this is a great hitter's park. It's a small park because you have no elements to deal with. The ball always carries well. Kipnis put a good swing on it and sent it out of here to right field.
And some great defense with shortstop Francisco Lindor continuing to sparkle. Swung on, bouncing ball to short. Diving stop Lindor to his feet. Throws, and he got him! What a play by Lindor. Smothering a hard hit one hopper and still had enough arm to throw out Longoria to retire the side. Meanwhile, Salazar was trying to match Anderson's performance from the night before as he was perfect through five. The 3-2 pitch swung on, and there's a high fly ball center field. Tracking it is Bourne. He makes the catch and the side is retired. And the perfecto remains in order for Danny Salazar. Through five, it's 1-0 Tribe. And then looking for some breathing room, the Indians got this, just that from third baseman Giovanni Urshela.
Here is the pitch. Swung on, hit pretty well to left. It's got a chance at the wall. Leaping is the left fielder, DeJesus, and it got over the wall. A three-run homer. Giovanni Urshela has just hit his second major league home run. He just did sneak it over the railing and left. A two-out, three-run home run, and the Indians now lead it 4-0.
And not only was Urshela helping at the plate, but also in the field.
The next delivery, swung on, smashed to third, diving to his left. Urshela has it, gets up, throws out DeJesus. Well, Lindor and Urshela are playing see this, top it. And they're topping each other with great plays one after the other. And Danny Salazar is the beneficiary.
And David Murphy would put the finishing touches on a big night for the Tribe.
First pitch hit high, hit fairly deep to right. Sousa's back, track, wall, gone! David Murphy with a two-run homer to right. And the Indians lead it 6-0 here in the eighth. Murphy gets his fifth home run, 21 RBIs. And the Indians have hit three home runs tonight, all of them just barely getting over the wall, but all of them clearing the wall, and the three home runs accounting for the Indians' six runs.
So the Indians had the 6-2 win over Tampa Bay. Afterward, Jason Kipnis stopped by to talk about a second consecutive Tribe win.
Kip, I know Tito doesn't believe in many meetings. He had one last night. Bottom line is, you guys have looked much sharper in every phase here in the first two games. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You never wanted to have to come to that, to where you have to bring a manager into the locker room to have a meeting to remind us to how to play the game or to do the right things. But unfortunately, it got to that point. But I think guys are now paying a little bit more attention to how they go about their business each day, and it's we're reaping the benefits out on the field.
And, Kip, we see the Indians doing the big things, getting the good pitching, some home runs tonight, but is it the little things that was the real focus?
When you play for the little things, the big things are going to happen. If you keep trying to play for all the big things, if you keep trying to play for the three-run shot or something like that, it's pretty a hard game to play, and you're not going to have much success. So when you find yourself in situations by getting guys on, having good at-bats, bunting them over, and now you're getting in a good count, and that's how the big inning happens.
Gosh, I know players hate to talk about their numbers, but, I mean, you've been hitting over 400 for 2 months, Jason. and last year, I know it was really the opposite end of the spectrum from your standpoint, because you were hurt, you struggled. I know how frustrated you were. Was there a point this year where you went, hey, wait, I got it again. I really feel like I did 2 years ago.
A little bit, yeah, kind of early on in May, and very, very fortunate that it's still going right now, but you're in this game, you're as good as you want to be. You can put in the time, you can put in the effort in the cages and consistency each day, and you're not going to always get the results, but you take care of what you can take care of, and that's what I've been doing a good job of this year. So I'm very happy that I'm actually getting to see the benefits of that, of being a consistent player each day, and it's helping out my cause.
And Jason, that defensively, that left side of the infield, it's different from what you started the year with. But how impressive have you been with the young kids over there and what they've been able to do?
They're way above where I thought they might have been already. They're very mature for their age. They're showing a lot of poise, a lot of confidence in their abilities, and that's what we've tried to preach to them. That's what I've talked to them about. The game is not different up here. It's just a tick faster. Slow yourself down. Any play you've made in AAA, you can make up here. And just believe in yourself and going out and play. And these guys have done a good job in trusting it, going out and play and letting their abilities take over, because you can see there's a lot of talent on the left side of our infield right now.
No, they got a great guy to follow, following your lead, Kip. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Then it was on to Wednesday and another spectacular pitching performance by Carlos Carrasco. More on that in a moment. The Indians got some early offense from Brandon Moss.
The pitch swung on, yanked to right field near the line. It gets down for a fair ball and a base hit into the corner. That'll score Murphy. Santana into third. He's being waved home. Moss will stop at second, and scoring standing is Carlos Santana, as Sousa, the right fielder, overshot the cutoff man with his throw. So the Indians get a two-run double down into the right field corner from Brandon Moss. And for the third game in a row here in St. Pete, the Indians have struck first and now lead this ball game 2-0. Brandon Moss breaks out of an 0-for-14 skid. And Brandon Moss with his 17th double, and he now leads the club in RBIs with 39.
Michael Brantley was sharp at the plate as well.
Swung on, ripped to right. That's a base hit. Kipnis hits third. He'll be waved home. Sousa's throw to the plate way up the third baseline, all the way to the backstop. Into scores Kipnis. Avilas to third. Brantley to second. As Sousa airmailed the throw to the plate, and it's a 3-0 Tribe lead on that RBI single. His 39th run batted in.
And Moss would continue a big day at the plate in the eighth.
The pitch swung on, hit high, hit deep to right center. It's got a chance. It is gone. Brandon Moss has put an exclamation point. 8-0 Indians on a towering blast to right center. His 13th, giving him 5 RBIs tonight and 42 on the year. Oh, what a night for Brandon Moss.
But the big story was Carlos Carrasco.
The pitch. Swing and a miss on a changeup. A career-high 13 strikeouts for Carlos Carrasco. He is one out away from baseball history. How impressive is that? A changeup with a no-hitter on the line. Well, it's been one of his best pitches all year. The last hope for Tampa Bay is Joey Butler. 0-for-2 with a walk, right-handed hitter. Two down in the ninth, Indians up 8-0. Carrasco with a no-hitter, one out away. The pitch, swing, and a foul at the plate, strike one. 34 years since the Indians had a no-hitter. They've had 14 no-hitters in franchise history. Carrasco two strikes away from another. The pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike two. Carrasco one strike away. Another great changeup. Carlos Carrasco comes set. The 0-2 pitch. A swing and a liner towards second. Over the head of Kipnis. A base hit into right center. Cabrera will score. Sizemore to third, and Joey Butler breaks up the no-hitter on an 0-2 pitch with two down here in the bottom of the ninth. Carrasco pointing out to Kipnis, great effort. Here comes Terry Francona. The no-hitter is gone, one strike away from it. Well, Carrasco, he gave him everything he had in the tank. And a rousing ovation at Tropicana Field for Carlos Carrasco. What a job by the 28-year-old right-hander who lives just up the road in Tampa. Takes his cap off, waves to the fans. He was one strike away from history.
And afterward, Carrasco talked about his near no-hitter.
You know what? I came out and I hear all my friend, okay, go, Cookie, you got this. And I made good pitches to Azrua, and I walk in and the first pitch to another guy that I hit it. And but the more, you know what, the more important, those guys, they made a great play. They always behind me, you know. I think we did great today.
Carlos, Danny Salazar was saying earlier today that he really looked at what Cody Anderson did Monday night in terms of video and everything on how to pitch this Tampa Bay club. Did you do much of that to have the success you had tonight?
Yes, I did. I did today with Salazar. Hey, how you look this guy over there? And he told me, hey, you know what? Just go with the fastball, and right after, go with the breaking ball. And that's what I did today. And that's, you know what, the more important I throw inside, and they kind of opened me the down and away, and that's what it did.
Carlos, at what point in this game did you realize you had a perfect game? You also had a no-hitter.
Yes, you know what? They feel great. They feel really great, and I walked that guy, and you know what? Let's continue. This is not the end, so let's continue to do this. And the last five, I just got a big seat, but everything's going well.
But, I mean, would you – Would there be anything you'd do over again? I mean, you were even clapping the effort, it looked like, of Jason Kipnis.
Yeah, you know what? He tried to make that play, and you know what? He always be there with me, and we always playing. You know, we jog around, and he's kind of coming to me and kind of a little bit sad, but you know what? It's part of the game, and the more important we won today.
And, Carlos, you've had some great games, especially recently. As much fun as you've had on a baseball diamond?
Yes, yes. I have a lot of fun, and especially today. I just came here and talked to those guys, and it's unbelievable. Andrew, he told me yesterday, hey, I go hard with you. You have to throw no-hitter tomorrow. And, oh, I almost made it.
Hey, congratulations. You live in this area. It was so much fun for us to watch. Thank you so much, Carlos.
All right, thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
So the Indians have taken three straight from Tampa Bay, heading into Thursday's day game, the finale of the series. This would be a seesaw battle, with the Indians falling behind early, only to see Jason Kipnis come through in the fifth. Moore checks the runners. Here's his pitch. Swung on, line, left side, base hit, left field. Rounding third, heading for home is Urshela. The throw is cut off. He scores, and this game is tied at two. Jason Kipnis coming through with a two-out RBI single. Run driven in, number 35 on the season. And the Tribe would take the lead in that fifth inning with Francisco Lindor at the plate. The pitch to him. Swung on, line, left center field, base hit, Lindor. Rounding third, heading for home, Aviles. The throw, not in time. Aviles scores. Lindor has driven in the go-ahead run. And it's now the Indians 3 and the Rays 2. Kipnis moves up to second as Lindor drives in his sixth run since joining the Indians. And he did not waste any time, jumping on the first pitch from Moore. And Francisco Lindor is now 2-for-3 on the afternoon. Another productive day, whether it's at the plate or defensively, for the Tribe shortstop. And Michael Brantley continued the barrage in the fifth inning. Now the tall lefty from the set delivers. Swung on, a tapper up the middle, and on through, a base hit into center. Rounding third, heading for home. Scoring is Kipnis without a throw. Racing to third is Lindor. And Michael Brantley comes through with a third consecutive two-out RBI single. And the Indians now lead it 4-2. And they have knocked out the starter, Matt Moore, as Kevin Cash comes to the mound. That'll be it for the Rays' starting pitcher. And the Indians, with a big fifth inning, have sent him back to the dugout. Meanwhile, Corey Kluber was solid, continuing the outstanding starting pitching that the Indians received in the series down in St. Pete. Big strikeout day for Kluber.
Kluber kicks into the motion, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck out Sizemore. 14 strikeouts for Kluber, his second best outing in the strikeout department. And Corey Kluber now with 141 strikeouts, tying him with Chris Sale for the American League lead.
And the game would head to the 10th, tied at 4, until Mike Aviles stepped to the plate.
Tampa Bay's bullpen hasn't given up a run in 4 1/3 innings and has allowed one base hit. Can't do a whole lot better than that. The lefty delivers, and Aviles whacks one to deep left. This ball gone! And just like that, the Indians have a 5-4 lead here in the 10th. Mike Aviles on a bullet to the seats and left. That's his fourth home run.
And after the ball game, Aviles came by to talk about his big hit.
Mike, congratulations. I know it's not the first time you've done it. Is there a better feeling in the world?
No, not at all. I mean, when you get these 12 o'clock games, the last thing you want is extra innings. So anytime you can get that run pretty quick after the ninth, it always helps out. So get on that road trip and keep this road trip going.
And Mike, a different game from the first three without the dramatics of a potential no-hitter, but a game where the Indians had to battle back in a back-and-forth game, and that has to be encouraging that they were able to do so.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, our pitching staff's been unbelievable. You know, we obviously have a good pitching staff. You never know. I mean, just watching what they've done the last couple nights and just being around it the last, you know, couple years, it's pretty electric. Every night you have an opportunity to see something special. So, you know, it's always good when we can reward them with a couple wins and be able to roll together, you know, because our pitching pitching staff is pretty much where it starts.
Well, that's without question the key, as you know, Mike, but you've also had clutch hitting. I mean, is it just a coincidence this happens after a team meeting?
Maybe not. Maybe it's a gut check. You never know. I mean, you know, I know everybody in there, you know, the last thing we want to do is lose. I mean, I know sometimes it looks like we're trying to lose because that's how baseball is. There's just times where when it's going bad, it looks like you're trying to lose, but that's not the case. Everybody in there cares. Everybody wants to win, and the last thing we want to do is lose, you know? I mean, everybody is a competitor in there. So, you know, after that meeting, you kind of have to get a little gut check and really look at yourself in the mirror and say, am I doing what I can to help this team win each day? So, I mean, it's just good to see the enthusiasm from everybody and everybody playing well, and hopefully we keep this momentum and keep rolling into Pittsburgh.
Couldn't happen to a better guy than Mike Aviles.
You know what? I say the same thing, too.
Thank you, Mike.
Have a good one, guys.
Then on Friday night, the Indians opened up a three-game series here in Pittsburgh against the Pirates, and despite a two-hour-plus rain delay, the Indians win it by a score of 5-2, getting the early jump in this ball game on a second-inning home run off of the bat of Brandon Moss.
The pitch, Moss hammers one high and deep to left field. It's got a chance at the wall, leaping is Marte, and it is gone, a home run! Oh, what an effort by Marte! But Brandon Moss goes oppo, a two-run home run to left. And the Indians fans here in Pittsburgh are upstanding. 2-0 Tribe on Moss's 14th home run of the year. A long drive the opposite way. And Marte, the left fielder, made a great effort running and leaping at the wall in left. And he almost made a spectacular catch. But it's 2-0 Indians.
Meanwhile, Trevor Bauer was stellar, as he would win his seventh game of the season, and Cody Allen was on in the ninth to finish things up.
Last Sunday, the Indians boarded that plane in Baltimore to fly to Florida, and you really wondered, is this season over already? Not quite so fast. The pitch, swing, and a little looping one hopper into shallow right. Kipnis has it. Throw to first, it's high. Moss pulls it down. Ball game. The Indians have won 5 in a row. That is one shy of a season best. And they start this weekend series against one of the best teams in baseball by beating the Pirates by a final of 5-2.
So it's been a real strong week for the Indians, arguably their best week of the season, as they continue to get outstanding pitching and the offense starting to come around. Some real positive signs for the Tribe heading into the weekend here in Pittsburgh. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll hear from some of the pitching stars of the week and what has been just a tremendous week for starting pitchers if you're a Cleveland Indians fan. That's coming your way shortly as we continue with Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania this weekend. Indians and Pirates in a three-game weekend series. And before arriving in Pittsburgh, the Indians put together a stretch of pitching never before seen in terms of perfect games and no-hitters potential in their series in St. Petersburg against Tampa Bay, as on three consecutive nights, the Indians saw pitchers carry perfect games through five innings, something that had never been done before in the expansion era, which dates back to 1961. The first to do it was Cody Anderson on Monday night, and on Tuesday, he stopped by and talked about his second major league start, which really couldn't have gone much better.
Kind of followed Jan, kind of stuck to the same game plan. You know, if it was working, it was working at the end of the last game, and just kind of brought it over into this game and tried to, you know, bust him in a little more. You know, they're probably pretty comfortable on looking for a fastball, but just try to keep them off balance the best I could.
It seemed like you had a real good changeup last night, too. And does that kind of come and go, or do you feel that's a fairly consistent pitch for you?
I feel like it's probably the most consistent secondary pitch I got. It was working pretty well.
And perfect game. I think every pitcher's asked it when they carry one deep into a game. When did you start to kind of recognize that you had something special going?
After the first inning, I felt pretty good. It was quick first inning, and about the fourth inning, I looked up and I realized, you know, there was no hits, and then I realized I hadn't walked anybody, so I pretty much realized about the fourth inning.
And you look at how your season has gone. You had the good numbers at AA, and then the limited starts at AAA were very effective as well. And I know Mickey Callaway had mentioned that they told you, just do what you've been doing in the minor leagues, and it should work up here. But does it take a little bit to accept that and really believe that?
Yeah, you know, because obviously these hitters are, you know, the best in the world, and you go out there and you have a hard time, you know, thinking that the same thing you did down there is going to work. But so far it's worked, because I don't think anybody has anything on me yet as far as video or any reports or anything like that. So going forward, just keep the same approach.
Cody Anderson now 1-0 as a starting pitcher for the Indians after two starts. Cody, thanks so much for coming by. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
That's Cody Anderson, who's had two tremendous starts, his first two in his major league career. Danny Salazar also with an outstanding game, as he took a perfect game past five innings on Tuesday night. And Salazar really getting it rolling and showing some good consistency this season. And the following day he talked about not only his good start Tuesday night, but where things stand this season for him and how he's attacking hitters on different nights depending on his stuff.
You know, I was trusting my fastball, you know. Like you said, I was falling behind sometimes, you know, but I came back in the strike zone with it after that.
And you always have the good fastball, but I know you've worked in that split change of curve on occasion. But on a night like last night, what leads you to throw the fastball a little bit more often and stay with it?
I mean, I was mixing it, you know, like four-seam and two-seam. I was getting, like, ground ball and easy outs with it. Some line drive, you know, but they were they cut him, you know, so, and I just tried to do it. I threw a couple of changeups. They didn't move too much, you know, so I didn't try to use it, like, a lot in the game like I normally do.
Nice going on the win. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
That's Danny Salazar, Indian starting pitcher, talking about a stellar effort in his last start Tuesday at Tampa Bay. Stay with us. More to come as Tribe Talk continues on the Indians Radio Network. Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend from PNC Park in Pittsburgh, where the Indians are taking on the Pirates. Each week we check in with Carter Hawkins, the Indians Director of Player Development, with our weekly farm report. This week with Carter, in addition to talking about some of the great prospects at Single-A Lake County, he also talked about the start of a new season at the short season level, the New York Penn League, Mahoning Valley, and how things are going so far in the very early going of the New York Penn League season.
Absolutely, Rosie. I mean, Travis Fryman and his staff, Kevin Howard, our hitting coach, Greg Hibbert, our pitching coach, you know, they do an outstanding job as they introduce these guys to professional baseball. It's, you know, certainly a big shock to the system for a lot of these guys. They're, you know, 1 minute sitting at home watching the draft, and a few days later they're putting on a Mahoning Valley Scrappers uniform and playing professional baseball in front of a few thousand fans. So, you know, just that transition in and of itself is very tough, but we do everything we can to, you know, ease it for them and make sure they're able to perform at their accustomed level and, you know, get used to the Indians way and the way we want them to go about their business. And, you know, so far so good there, and all those players are progressing along their way and becoming part of the organization.
And I know at least that first week to 10 days you're still in the process of seeing draft picks signed, so the roster can change quite a bit. Is it starting to calm down a little?
It is. It is. We just came to terms with Tristan McKenzie, who he'll actually be going to Arizona, but was one of the last guys we've had to sign. So, for the most part, guys are pretty much in the system from the draft now, and really looking forward to getting everybody on a consistent schedule. And a lot of these pitchers, you know, we like to be a little bit slow and getting them into the system and make sure they're not throwing eight innings or nine innings in their first outing, make sure they're built up. Also taking into consideration the fact that some of these guys had heavy workloads either with their high school or their college teams, so that plays into it. But for the most part, our rosters are pretty set and kind of ready to get into the second half of the year and see where it takes us.
Carter Hawkins joining us, Indians Director of Player Development, and we'll talk more young players, newer players into the system, but with some time under their belts. They're playing at full season Lake County, that lower rung on the full season portion of the Indians minor league ladder, and some intriguing prospects there. I know Bobby Bradley was so exciting last summer in Arizona, and it looks like things really starting to click in for him now at the full season level.
Yeah, it's been really cool to see. You know, a lot of times you see guys have a lot of success in the Arizona Summer League and, you know, then get to full season baseball and struggle a little bit, but certainly not the case with Bobby. You know, has not been fazed by the older pitcher, has not been fazed by the college pitcher, the man to break the ball. He's, you know, hitting for power and then hitting consistently and, you know, working on just keeping his approach consistent to the middle of the field and, you know, seeing left-handers better and seeing breaking balls a little bit better. But, you know, overall, we've just been extremely encouraged with his progress, with his work. Larry Day and Sean Larkin have done just a heck of a job with him. And, you know, definitely a power hitter for everybody to keep their eye on.
And another player that we saw in spring training has had some injury issues to deal with, shortstop Yu-Chen Chang. How's he doing coming back from injury now and getting back into it?
He's doing very well. So he had a little bit of a scare, had a breaking ball hit him in the helmet, gave him a pretty good concussion there. And, you know, we were diligent in making sure that he was ready when he came back, and were able to activate him this week. And Matt Beauregard, our trainer there, just did a very, very good job in handling the case. And seems like he really hasn't missed a step. You know, he's a very solid fundamental shortstop that just looks the part, has a very solid approach at the plate. Looks like he's been around the game for a long, long time, even though he's only 19 years old. So, you know, another one of those names that really we should be excited about here in a few years. And, you know, when guys start comparing you to players like Johnny Peralta, you know, it's a pretty good comparison, certainly the type of guy we want in our system.
All right, Carter, great update on what's happening at Lake County. A lot of promising young prospects there, and we'll catch up with you again next week. Thanks for the time, as always.
Anytime, Rosie. Thanks so much.
That's Carter Hawkins, Indians Director of Player Development, the Weekly Farm Report. Stay tuned. We have our final segment of Tribe Talk coming your way shortly on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.
Indian Fever. It's catching fire with everyone. Indian Fever. You can be part of the fun. You're the winner at every game. That's where the excitement begins. So catch Indian Fever.
Be a believer
with the Cleveland Indians.
Welcome back to Tribe Talk, our final segment for you on this week's show. And for the Indians, they're finishing up a 10-game road swing with a 3-game series here in Pittsburgh. Then it's back home for a 7-game homestand leading into the All-Star break. The Houston Astros are coming to town Monday through Thursday nights, all 7-10 first pitches, and then it's Oakland next weekend for a pair of 7-10 starts, and then a day game next Sunday leading into the All-Star break. So the American League West coming to town on the next homestand. Some good promotions. Check Indians.com for all your ticket information and promo information as well. Until next week, when we join you from Progressive Field for another edition of Tribe Talk, this is Jim Rosenhaus reminding you that you've been listening to Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.
With the Cleveland Indians.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, presented by Progressive, making it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Brought to you by Subway, where winners eat.